In October 1955, Reuters Moscow wire reported, quote, "A painter of genius has been discovered in the United States. Hastily organized exhibitors and millionaires are stumbling over each other to try to buy the paintings of this remarkable artist," end quote. The artist subject of the story was a Baltimorean. She had grown up in poverty, literally at the animal level, in Liberia, and had gone on to become a media celebrity. She was to be seen on national television, The Gary Moore Show and The Tonight Show, and her colorful finger painting abstractions were hanging in galleries at home and abroad as far away as Australia. The artist and the subject of all this notoriety was a chimpanzee named Betsy, who dwelt unrepentantly and in blissful ignorance of her fame at the Baltimore Zoo. Betsy was the brainchild of Baltimore Zoo director Arthur Watson, who insisted throughout the entire caper that Betsy's finger painting was a major contribution to art. Betsy was, Watson insisted, not only expert, but prolific. She would turn out four or five saleable paintings in half an hour, end quote. Betsy's career started by chance, one afternoon at the zoo, Watson explained. She was watching Dr. Tom, another chimp, trying to paint. "I was experimenting, looking to see what a chimpanzee might turn out by way of a finger painting. Dr. Tom wasn't interested. Suddenly, Betsy grabbed the magenta jar and began to eat the paint. She apparently liked it because then she ate the chrome yellow," end quote. Then, without Watson's coaxing, she began smearing her finger around among some of the other colors, and a great art career was born. Betsy began turning out abstractions of striking character, and she immediately caught the attention of critics and collectors. At the time of her death on February 10, 1960, it was estimated that Betsy had earned more than $750. Not bad for a monkey.